Hello, you horrible lot. You all right? Good. Yep, that wasn't my voice. Somebody else's stole it. What are you gonna do? So yeah. Hello. So I will refrain from telling you that this recording took place on Monday. But there you go. I didn't actually refrain because I just said I'll refrain by not telling you. But still told you. Figure that out. I just did. I just figured it out for you whilst asking you to figure it out. So yeah, that was pointless. Glad you listened. You had no option. Well, you did. You press play. So, this episode is Man Jugs. Which, again, you know, he clearly means moobs. Man Jugs. You know. Flabby man breasts. But it could also mean a manly jug of beer, couldn't it? You know.
I'll have two man jugs, please. Make sure there's beer in them with maybe you know, vodka and shit. But not shit. But anyway.
Let's crack on and read his tweets. And then you should just go and follow him. Because that's the point. Or not. You know, you could just be here for the listening. You don't have to do anything I say. Unless you're naked next to me. I'd really like that. But I digress. Anyway, here we go. Tweets from Man Jugs. Wonder if he types with his Man Jugs. Anyway, you should go and ask him later. Let's read his tweets first, okay? Good. I want to party with whoever decided to ditch their shit-streaked underwear in the bushes at McDonald's drive-thru. What an animal. I bet he's an animal. The best thing to bring to a knife fight is a Mexican. Mexican what? Like a Mexican knife? Or? Oh, just a Mexican. Okay. I hear they're pretty rough. And they do your gardening as well. So they probably have like a hoe on them, and they fight with a dirty hoe. Anyway, if I ever go to prison, I'm gonna make damn sure everyone knows my street name, Butthole Teeth. Teeth in the butt. Yum. The closest I'll ever get to being upper class is jerking off into a dress sock. Lovely. I like to throw a fake punch at a hooker's crotch. If she flinches, I know it's a dude. Jesus Christ! I'm as high as whoever wrote the Bible.
I like that one.
So yeah, here we go. We've reached the top tweet for Man Jugs. And here it goes. Ready? Good. Just overheard the gentleman in the next stall whisper, "Get out of me." Then start to cry. God, I hate the Olive Garden. So yeah, take that as you will. So, doop-be-doop-be-doo. His bio reads, "In case I don't get a chance to tell you before you unfollow me, fuck off, douchebag." Douchebag. Anywho. So that's Man Jugs. Go and follow his ample Man Jugs. And, you know, show him some love. Show some love to the Man Jugs. They need love too. Okay. Alright then. I'll catch you on another time. Bye bye.